Today we welcome Vaidehi Devidasi, who's just arrived from Calcutta. She's been at the book fair in Calcutta and has come from California in America. And she's going to share a little bit of her reflections. Welcome to Chaitanya Sarasatma. First, please tell us what is your first impression arriving in Calcutta to Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet.
Well, the first thing I noticed was that the traffic was really crazy in India, people chanting in the backs of trucks and everything. But when we finally arrived to the mat, it was very beautiful. All the devotees ran out to help us with our suitcases. And I was actually feeling very tired, so I went to bed. But the next day, after Mangalartik, I was able to go to Darshan and see Gurudev up in his room. I was so excited to see him. He told me, "How are you, Vaidehi?" And I said, "I'm good, Gurudev. How are you?" My eyes were watering. He says, "I'm very good." So we sit down, and this actually happens every day after the devotees go to Mangalartik. We go to his room, and he sits there, he watches TV, and sometimes he's very, very lively. He tells stories, he laughs, and he says many nice things. On Nityananda's appearance day, also, I went to Kaikali Mutt, which is very beautiful. Out in the streets, you would have no idea that there's this beautiful temple inside. And the deities and the pond and very nice festival. But Gurudev is actually doing very well. He actually went up the stairs in the guest house in Calcutta. He walked all the way to the roof and there was like a huge crowd of people following him and he was talking and making jokes.
And in Calcutta, some other big event has been happening?
The book fair was awesome. It was a really nice experience. All the devotees would go, it started at 2, and sometimes we would go early, with Jagamohini, Pandita, Tirtha Maharaj, and many more. But it was very crowded, and near the weekends it was very busy. But our stall is beautiful. I find it amazing how actually they were able to make the little buildings. They're just made of plywood, and they're all decorated. And ours has the little domes for the temple with the flags and garlands, and it says Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And you step inside, there's pictures of Gurudev, of world tours, and now Krishna Bhakta, the Russian devotee, he has a slideshow, very beautiful, with very nice music, showing Gurudev's tours and people dancing, things like that. And we sell many books, and Bhagavat Maharaj is very enthusiastic and preaches very loudly. We had kirtan.
Just tell everybody, who is Bhagavat Maharaj?
Bhagavat Maharaj is one of Guru Maharaj's Indian disciples who took sannyas just recently. And he's a very enthusiastic preacher and helped a lot.
And now you've arrived in Navadvip after spending how long in Calcutta?
About 24 days exactly. And it was pretty warm in Calcutta. I noticed that Navadvip is a little bit colder, but it's very misty in the morning and the Kund looks magical with all its lights and the mist and the devotees chanting. It's very nice to be able to go to so many different artiks and mandirs and hear all the devotees chanting.
And you can tell everybody roughly what is the daily program here in Chaitanya Sarasatma, Navadvip.
Yes, here, for example, Mangalartik starts earlier than in Calcutta, around 4:30 or so. We start with the Shiva Mandir, then the Govinda Kund, we do Parikram, then of course the Samadhi, the Nat Mandir. There's Bhajans, we have a class. The Western devotees try to have a class every morning and read a little something in English. Then we chant. Prasadam starts around 8:15, and I eat like 10 rasgullas, very nice prasadam. And then we do some service, chant japa, then noon artik starts, and the whole thing all over again, prasadam, then evening program. And it's very nice crowd right outside the kund. It's very funny because they like look at the people in the guest house and all the babies are pointing and the geese squawking and the birds flying in the sky. Very beautiful. You can feel the magic.
And at the moment, we have two preaching parties who are out in the villages, and so it's a little quiet here. So what are you doing most of the day?
Well, I'd like to help Mahananda Prabhu in the book room and billboard and different projects. And I'd like to maybe read from the books every morning and cleaning anything I can. And of course, going to Parmatala sometimes. It's very nice to associate with all the devotees and see the whole family here. Instead of being in Santa Cruz, we're in India now. So pretty soon there's going to be the Gaur Purnima festival, and we're all preparing. There's going to be many people. Already 15 Hungarians have arrived, many Australians. It's going to be very big. We're going to decorate the temple with flowers, clean everything nicely, and of course all the wonderful cooks will begin their cooking moments. And Gurudev will be coming for about 1 week during Gaur Purnima, I believe.
How long will you be here in Navadvip?
I will be in Navadvip till March 15th, around March. And I'm very excited about the Parikram because I was here about 4 years ago. And now it's different because I'm a little older and I can see things more clearly and understand more things. And Parikram for me last time was very tiring, but now I'm prepared with my water bottle and ready to chant till I drop.
And for all the devotees around the world who do listen in and look at the pictures, etc., on the web, what would you like to say to them to share some of the mood here?
Well, you can't really explain the mood here. Those words are beyond our mentality. But the best thing I can say is that it feels like you're taking a big breath of fresh air with incense, and your mind feels clear. You feel very happy. And just the scenery is amazing, and the deities and all the devotees. You can see everyone glowing. And, well, it's just a happy time.
So, David, thank you very much for your time, for this short interview, and for sharing some of the feeling of Navadvip with the people there around the world.